Okay, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. And we're very happy to be joined by our first, well, not our first, our second live interview for the program. We're joined today by James Godfrey from the Freedom for Tiller Coalition. To tell you a bit about James, James is a PhD student at the University of Canberra. And of course, for more than 35 years, he has been active in many campaigning organisations fighting for social justice, local and internationally. And of course, his most main focus has been on a focus on justice for the Palestinian people. And he is a spokesperson for the Freedom for Tiller Coalition, which we're going to be talking, about today. So good morning, James.
Hey, good morning to you.
So James, just to tell, to start off, can you, tell us a bit, tell us about the Freedom for Tiller, and I guess a bit about its kind of history, because I think some of our listeners might not be aware there's actually a very incredible kind of history of previous sort of flotillas that have, that have had lots of solidarity activists, and you know they've made really good kind of attempts at bringing attention to the illegal siege of Gaza.
Yeah. The Freedom for Tiller Coalition grew out of the Free Gaza movement, which sailed in 2008-2009, soon after the Israelis tightened the blockade on the Gaza Strip after the elections which took place in Palestine, which Hamas won, gaining greater than 50% of the popular vote. So the blockade was tightened, but an organisation called Free Gaza Movement set out and sailed several successful times and reached the port of Gaza. Reads about that in a book called Freedom Sailors, if people would like to. In 2010, a larger effort was made to challenge the illegal blockade, and people may be familiar with this. This was headed by the IHH organisation, a Turkish aid organisation, and the Mavi Marmara was the lead ship of it. It was attacked in international waters by Israeli military, and 10 people were killed by the Israeli military that night and in subsequent years when one person died as a result of this attack. The Freedom for Tiller Coalition arose out of the wake of this attack on the Mavi Marmara and other ships in 2010. And we've been sailing boats every year or two since 2010 trying to break the illegal blockade. We've sailed multiple missions with a variety of different boats, often from Scandinavia, mainly around Europe, sometimes through Europe, and stopping off in various ports and meeting up with different local organisations campaigning on local topics, whether it be about refugee rights, whether it be about freedom of movement, and meeting up with local organisations, giving them an opportunity to amplify their campaigns to build solidarity with Palestine. And we've used our boat as an opportunity for people to meet up, used as a backdrop, and amplify their local campaigns as we sail towards Gaza. Every time we've done that, since 2010, every time, we've been attacked in international waters by the Israeli military as we headed from international waters towards Palestinian waters in total violation of international laws. And for those brief moments, we experience what it's like to be Palestinian as our liberty is taken from us, as people are beaten and the ships are stolen. For that very brief moment, with our privilege of international passports, we get to taste what it's like to be Palestinian 24/7 a day.
Yeah. So thanks for that, James. I mean, it sounds like such an incredible kind of effort for the activists who participate in this. And it's also very brave, I think, in a lot of ways. I guess the next aspect I want to talk about is, yes, one of the most important aspects about this flotilla is actually challenging the siege that is imposed on Gaza. And I think just one comment I just want to make is that I think for a lot of ordinary people, even people who are very, who are sympathetic to Palestine and support Palestine, I think that there is a bit of a consciousness, especially since our politicians don't talk about it. Like, you know, the Biden administration and Albanese government, they're going on about this whole thing about humanitarian aid corridors and how we need to get more humanitarian aid, yet none of them are willing to talk about the impacts of this siege. And of course, this is one of the most important aspects about the Freedom for Tiller. And can you give us a bit of comments on, you know, what are the really real impacts of this siege on Gaza? For our listeners.
Yeah, well, the starting point is that right now there's a massive military attack which has been going on since the Palestinians of Gaza attempted and successfully managed to break out of the ghetto which has been imposed upon them, as they did on the 7th of October. And since that time, the Israelis have been bombarding with their bullets and their bombs Palestinian people. We need a ceasefire right now. The impacts of the siege, which have been going on, which has tightened since the 7th of October, have been enormous. Prior to the 7th of October last year, the levels of malnutrition, the lack of access to medication, the inability for people to move to gain medical procedures, all of these things were enormous. I've been giving presentations on this for more than a decade, detailing the reports from various UN agencies about the conditions being deliberately caused by the Israeli occupation of Gaza. But since the 7th of October, things have got even worse, as many of your listeners would have observed. We're now in a situation where there's almost no anaesthesia around and people are having their limbs amputated. How would people think about this? How are we expecting patients, people who work in hospitals, to be dealing with these things? The hospitals are being destroyed. The spread of infectious disease is just enormous that's going on at the moment. What's happening, Israel's trying to ethnically cleanse Palestinians from Gaza. And that's with the complicity of governments like the Australian government. I mean, they're starving people simultaneously to deploying this direct violence. And we have to take action to stop it. I mean, things like crutches are banned from being taken into Gaza.
Yeah, it's just, it's completely outrageous. And can you tell us a bit more about the current Freedom Flotilla, like in terms of I'm probably a bit vague on actually it's possibly already left by now, but I guess I want to kind of know. What countries are sort of participating, and when do what participants from Australia? How many participants from Australia are participating?
Yeah, thanks. No, the ships are still in port at the moment. We have a media conference which we're preparing for Friday morning, Istanbul time, 11 o'clock Istanbul time. So there'll be a media conference later today in the dock. Lots of media from around the world gathering there. Lots of media attention. We've got three Australian participants. That's Dan Coward, Siri McEwen, and Helen O'Sullivan are sailing there. They're three amazing people who have incredible support networks behind them. They've been very carefully selected, chosen for this particular mission. They express their interest and they have engagement and involvement with Palestinian solidarity organisations and the movement here in Australia. And we're really delighted and honoured to have them sailing on behalf of people who live in this colony of Australia. Other people from around the world, there's I think more than 30 countries, nationalities of passport, which will be sailing on board the ships. And these are ships. These aren't boats. These are ships. And the ships, we're aiming to sail as soon as possible. April is the month we said we'd sail. And so we're aiming to sail as soon as possible. But announcements will be made in good time so we can capture those moments when ships are sailing in the Mediterranean. There's great ways of following us via all our social media. Telegram, there's an announcement channel on Telegram, FFC_official_channel. Is a good place to go on Telegram for that, or else to our website, freedomflotilla.org, FLOTILLA. So we're on all the socials, so find us there. That'd be really important to check out what's going on.
Hey, and one of our other presenters had a question he wanted to ask.
Oh, hi, James. I'm Rob from, greetings to a Canberra boy. I'm an Australian National University graduate myself.
Hi, Rob.
Welcome up. Hello to you up in Canberra. Look, some of the past flotillas have been, in my view, more propaganda gestures than anything else, and very good ones. But this one seems so much more dangerous. So I'd just like to ask you if, and it's a terrible thing to have to say, but if there are deaths, could that actually put more pressure on Israel? I don't want it to happen, but, you know, there must be some chance. And do you think that this would be a good thing for the campaign against Israel?
I mean, this particular mission is certainly a massive step up from what we've done in the past in terms of the size of vessels which we're now moving and the fact we're carrying 5,000 tons of humanitarian aid, food and medical supplies. I mean, it's just nonsensical. What sort of world is it in which we're being threatened with attack and potential, and you can pose this question to ask, what sort of world is it when unarmed vessels of human rights observers from around the world carrying humanitarian aid, saying to deliver it to people under siege, ordered by the International Court of Justice that people should have access to this humanitarian aid, when governments aren't doing it and individual citizens are doing it, how on earth could it be that we're in this situation where we're even contemplating this as a question? And so the challenge then goes to the Australian government, because that's where we are, and Anthony Albanese, Richard Marles, Penny Wong, and that mob down in Canberra, down the road here, is what are they going to do to ensure that nobody is endangered, that these ships can sail safely, that the humanitarian aid can be delivered to the people of Gaza in a safe manner, when they're not doing it? I mean, ideally, these should be Australian naval ships that are going there. And Syria, Helen and Dan should be home in their communities doing what they like to do. But when governments fail, people of goodwill fail.
Thank you. Thanks you very much for that, James. And I think you probably answered one of the other questions I was going to sort of ask, which is sort of about the urgency of breaking the siege on Gaza. And I guess I want to hear any sort of final comments, including I'm just informing listeners again about how we can follow this flotilla and other kind of campaign updates as it sets sail.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it's the complicity of the Australian government is it continues to supply arms. It continues to not do anything to force a ceasefire. That's the pressure that needs to be put onto people's politicians, to the media, and the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, Free Houses Australia's participation in it, is an opportunity for people to say, look, ordinary people are doing things because the government isn't. We demand the government do something, and we're providing a range of content on our various platforms that people should engage with, and please share in whatever way you want. So whatever you do, get out and talk about it. There aren't enough phone calls that can be made to MPs' offices, to local media organisations. Tag us in all of your posts on whatever you're doing. We're raising money as well. There's a further mission we're organising, which is leaving Scandinavia at the beginning of May with a smaller converted fishing boat. So we've got a lot of things happening. We urgently need finances, but we also need posts on social media and eyes on people. We need what we call participants on land to join the participants who are on board. There's only limited space on board our vessels. So if people go to freedomflotilla.org, you'll find lots of information there to help you out. And check us out on all our socials, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, YouTube, LinkedIn. We're everywhere, so check us out, find us, and there's a variety of chuffed accounts where we're raising monies. If you go to the donate button on the freedomflotilla.org, you can donate some money direct to our Commonwealth Bank account or also a chuffed account, and each of the individuals, Surya, Helen and Dan, also have their own chuffed accounts, and some of them are raising money for local activities and other activities as well as the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. So that'd be wonderful. Thanks for any help that your listeners can give, and thanks for this opportunity to chat. As I say, when governments fail, we sail.
Thank you. Thank you very much, James. And yes, all the solidarity. And I think this is just incredible work that you're a part of with this Freedom Flotilla, and all the solidarity to it.